That's CMA and Grammy Award-winning musical group Little Big Town there with their number one song, Day Drinkin', off their CD, Painkiller. It's available in stores right now. And we recently had the chance to talk with them, and as a Valentine's Day treat, they gave us some CDs to give away. So when you call today for your complimentary portfolio review at 720-457-6844, Brad's going to throw in that CD for you this weekend. But first, listen in on our recent conversation with one of country music's hottest groups.
You're my pet.
So we're here with Little Big Town, and we have Karen Fairchild, Kimberly Schlappman, Jimmy Westbrook, and Philip Sweet joining us on Technically Speaking. And thank you guys for being here today. And as we get started, I've got a question for you, and I think this is one that's on everybody's mind. So your current single girl crush is very popular on country radio, but it also comes with a little bit of controversy right now because of its title. But when I listen to the song, it really seems it's more about jealousy, right?
No matter where you are in your life, I think everybody can identify with a little bit of jealousy. Interestingly, you say controversy, and it is, the title is probably controversial, but I know that my 7-year-old daughter, it's her favorite song on the record, and then my almost 70-year-old mother, very conservative mother, it's also her favorite. So when someone really gets into those lyrics, it's the old traditional country, you took my man.
And what does she have that I don't have? Like, you know, it's just such an honest lyric, and done in a provocative way, and with a modern, I don't know, a modern hook. We just had never heard anything like that. Like, a girl crush is such a modern phrase, but thrown back to a classic, almost 50s to me, inspired kind of sounding melody and song. The writers of this song are just brilliant.
So, Karen, I have a question for you. The current single with Girl Crush, it's passionate, it's emotional, but because of that lyric, I feel like a lot of people may miss the message if they don't listen to the entire song.
Some people might turn it off, but once they get to the hook, then they go, oh, it turns, and it's about a girl saying, I wish I was her. Why do you love her and not me?
Can you tell me about the first time you heard it and decided to record it?
It's very rare that you come across a song that just kind of takes you back and you go, wow. That lyric alone, the first time we ever heard it, it just blew me away, because it's hard to come up with something you haven't heard, and I have never heard that twist on that hook like that. And it's just bravo to those guys, man. Incredible writers. It's a piece of art.
Well, I love it as well. I think you guys did a great job with that song, but I want to focus on another one. This is one of your hit songs you guys have recently, called Day Drinking, and it's from your CD Painkiller. I actually had a chance to go to the CMA Awards with my wife, and we watched you perform this live, and it was great. But who came up with the whistle in the song? Because it's one of those things you just can't get out of your head.
It was one of the first times I think that we like sat down to write for this record. And you know, how do you jump off after Pontoon and, you know, such a big record with Tornado? So
we had been playing some shows a few nights before that, too. So
yeah,
we
and so I was hoarse, and I went to sing the melody that was a little mandolin riff that Troy Burgess came up with. And I was like, we should take that mandolin riff and make it the melody of the chorus. And I was trying to sing it, and I was hoarse, so I just whistled it. And then they were like, no, the whistle, that's what, we got to do the whistle.
The whistle, that's so, another hook.
So how did you get the title Painkiller for your CD? How'd that come about?
That was the name of the album, and Jimmy and Karen actually wrote that song. Who was that with?
Blair and Hillary, and we were trying to finish up writing for the record, and we went in that day, and we were like, are you guys tired? And they were like, yeah, we're so tired. We don't know if we have anything. And then she spews out this
melody.
Great melody, and she said, what about Painkiller? And I don't know, from that moment on, once we finished the song, we thought the record has to be called Painkiller. And it just so happens then that that's an adult beverage.
Yeah, which we had no idea.
So can you tell us more about the lyrics of the song?
The funny thing about that lyric is that it's, oddly enough, not about any kind of chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's about the actual love from the person you desire the most, that's your painkiller. Being together is, you know, eases your pain, as opposed to don't need no whiskey. You know, it's fun. It's a different twist on that lyric.
So Kimberly, I have a question for you. In addition to obviously being an amazing superstar on stage and with your country music, you're also a superstar chef, and you have your own cooking show called Simply Southern. And I think you kind of have to say with a little Simply Southern. Yeah. Now, here's a question for everybody here. Does Kimberly cook for the rest of you guys in the band?
We want her
if
to cook
lucky,
for us.
If we're lucky, she cooks for us
every
now and then.
I love to cook for them.
She brings us treats.
I love that. My Georgia upbringing and my roots. I learned to cook when I learned to talk and just standing at the counter. But I do love to cook for them. They're my guinea pigs often.
Yeah, yeah. And she's putting together a beautiful cookbook and getting it ready and photo shoots for the food and testing recipes. And I mean, just so much work and love into this cookbook. It's going to be awesome.
So switching gears here a little bit, as a band, you guys have team members for a lot of aspects of your business, including a financial team. And since this is a financial show, I'm always curious about this. And I like to ask all the different stars that we have a chance to interview, but how do you guys feel about that? I mean, is that something you worry about, that part of your business?
I don't even think about it. I trust them so much. Yeah. I mean, I do think about it, but, and we watch everything, of course, closely, but they're great protectors of our business.
So obviously Little Big Town's a very successful musical group, but that didn't just happen overnight. How important is it to have the right people helping you guys with your finances?
We have a great business management team around us who has watched our backs for the last 16 years, and they take care of us like a mama takes care of a baby.
And that's the important thing with the people that we work with. They're like our family as well. We see them, we hug them. Because of that, you don't question their loyalty, and when they're giving you advice where it's coming from, there's just trust there. Mm-hmm. And that is such a peace of mind in that aspect of just being able to go ask them, hey, what do you think about this? And they have your best interest in mind.
Was it 11 years ago, the financial team that we've been working with forever, when we filled out our taxes and did all that, and we were going through the year-end review, and she said, hey, you guys qualify for food stamps this year as a band. That's how broke we were. Was that 11 years ago?
Yeah, and they worked for us for free a lot.
So our financial team, they believed in us, and there was no money there, and then it finally turned.
Then finally we started paying them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're grateful for that as well. Well, the new CD from Little Big Town is called Painkiller, and it's available now. Good luck to all of you with the album. Thank you so much for taking this time to do the interview, and good luck with your busy schedule this year. Again, guys, thank you so much for everything.
A little bit of luck never hurts.